The Mind Aware, 554.
Do you find it overwhelming to try market your business everywhere? Wouldn't it be nice if you could find one marketing method that brought you leads and clients and simplified your business? If so, you'll want to discover your marketing superpower. Take the Marketing Superpower quiz at yourmarketingsuperpower.com to find out the marketing method that's best suited for you. And the best part is, it's free. When you discover your marketing superpower for free at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, you can focus your marketing and work fewer hours. Plus, you'll be using your natural gifts, which makes marketing easier. You'll be using the marketing method that's perfect for your personality. Go to yourmarketingsuperpower.com right now and take the quiz. It's free, and in just a few minutes, you'll know how to market your business the easy way and get more leads today.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. Hey, guess what we're going to talk about today? We are going to talk about dreaming, and in particular, dreaming bigger, having big-ass dreams. Did she say ass? Oh, no. So here's the thing I've been thinking about in regard to this, because they're actually kind of a three-step process to making things happen, anything, whatever you want. There are three steps that is the technique you can use for anything that you want. But I was thinking about it in particular in regard to big dreams, really big dreams, like big, hairy, audacious dreams. You've heard of those BHADs, haven't you? So why is a big dream so fundamental and so fun to manifest and so fun to think about? And I'm going to tell you why right now. We're going to talk about how to do this, how to actually make something happen, and how to use your big dreams as a vehicle for feeling better every day. So let's go over these steps of what it's like to get anything you want, what it's like to manifest anything you want. So step one, think about a dream that you want, a big dream, a no limits dream, something that just sounds ludicrous. Like, okay, if I could have this, this would be the coolest thing ever. This would be the coolest thing ever. And so don't try to figure out the how you're going to get it. Don't try to tweak it or limit it so that it's more realistic. Just if you could just have something fall in your lap, biggest dream ever, what would it be? And so fill in the blank, you know, it can be a business goal or a personal dream or whatever you want to fill in the blank here, but fill in the blank. Step two. Now imagine if just some bizarre miracle happened, just some crazy bizarre miracle, and this dream happened. And you can hardly even believe it when it happens because it's so ludicrous and so unbelievable that it's like something out of a movie. It would literally take a miracle for this to happen. And you don't even have to say what that miracle is, but just imagine that feeling that you would get. Let's imagine it as you get a phone call that says, hey, guess what? Here I am. I'm your miracle. Here's your dream. So just take a second and like feel the impact of that. What would that feel like if you got that miracle handed to you? That feeling of just like, holy cow, this is unreal. This is like a movie. This is unbelievable. This is a miracle that this happened. I could have never imagined this. I could have never even imagined this in my wildest dreams. It's a miracle. So, side note, it really helps if you believe in miracles at this point in the process, right? But I'm thinking if you're following this show, you probably believe that crazy things can happen out of the blue. I mean, crazy stuff happens out of the blue all the time, right? People win things or they get unexpected flows of things or some crazy thing happens through a connection. So, step one. Biggest dream you can possibly imagine. The biggest dream you can possibly imagine. Think of what it is. No holds bar. No limits. What is it? Step two, imagine that a miracle happened and you got it. It actually happened. So then ask yourself, This is still part of step two. What would you say to people? And I'm guessing, like, just let's go out on a limb here. I'm guessing the first sentence out of your mouth when you're telling somebody would be something like, you are never going to believe what happened. Or, oh my word, I have the craziest news. You are never going to believe what happened. It might even be like, oh my God, I can't tell anybody. This is so big, I can't even tell people about it, right? So ask yourself, what would you say about it? You get that notice that the biggest miracle just happened and manifested this dream out of the blue. What would you say? And develop a conversation around it. Think about, who would you tell? Is there somebody special you would tell? Or if you wouldn't tell anybody, then would you sit in your room and what thoughts would you think? But most likely there's some special person that you probably would tell. You might even say, don't tell anybody. I got to get used to this yet. I can't believe what just happened, but you are never going to believe what happened. And you don't even have to fill in the blank of what happened. You can just fill in the blank with, you're never going to believe what happened. Do you know how I always wanted blah, 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 and fill in the blank with that? Well, it just happened. It's crazy. I could never have imagined that this would happen, and it happened. Then step three, feel the feelings that come with that. It just happened. Feel them in your body as though it's really happened. Like how exciting that would be and how fun. And do it just to feel it, to feel what that feeling of excitement feels like. And I'll tell you why I like this exercise. I like this exercise so much because, first of all, number one, many of us, we spend our days just kind of getting through our to-do list, right? Getting stuff done. And we have goals and we maybe have things that are bigger that we're looking at on our radar. But for the most part, we don't have a real part of our reality that's generating those big feelings of excitement on a day-to-day basis. Most of the time, we're just trying to get to the next thing on our to-do list, and we're trying to just keep happy and positive and satisfied, maybe a little above the fold on the excitement level, but never that feeling of like a miracle just happened. So this exercise gives us an opportunity to feel that excitement and feel that feeling of like a miracle just happened. A miracle happened. This is what happened. Fill in the blank. You're never going to believe what happened. This is what happened. Fill in the blank. And the second reason I like it is because if this was a realistic goal, if this was a realistic goal, we would want to kind of have that argument in our head about it. We'd want to have an argument of like, yeah, but I already put the feelers out about that and I already got a rejection. Or yeah, but when I do the math, if I sell my program at $97, I'm never going to get to that amount. Like if it's a realistic goal, we automatically kind of start figuring out either the how, like how am I going to do that? Or we start figuring out the reasons why it's not going to happen. And so before we even get a chance to feel that level of excitement and to feel that excitement, we're already kind of talking ourselves out of those feelings. So I like this exercise so much because it's so ludicrous. Like this thing, whatever this thing is, it's so big. It's just so big that this could actually happen that it feels like it would literally take a miracle for it to happen. And if we can tap into the play and imagination and pretend that comes along with our miracle, comes along with this thing really happening to us, this thing really landing in our lap, the feeling, I mean, even just talking about it, don't you kind of get a little bit tingly and excited just thinking about like, oh my gosh, that would be so fun. That it becomes such a game. We aren't invested in that it's actually going to happen. We literally are doing it just for the feeling of doing it. We're doing it just to practice that feeling. We're doing it just to feel what that feels like in our body. And the beauty is you don't have to do it for like 30 minutes a day. You do it for a minute or two every day or whenever you think about it or every couple of days or two or three times a day. Just do it for the fun of it. Do it as a fun exercise. Do it because it's fun to think about miracles. It's exciting to think about miracles. It's exciting to think that a miracle could happen at any minute. It's exciting to put a name on our biggest, most crazy, ridiculous dream and put it out there so big that it just feels like fun to think about it. And it doesn't matter. And you know what better way, one of the best ways to manifest something, one of the best ways to create something, one of the best ways to get your reticular activating system working on your behalf is to completely let go of the outcome. And how easy is it to let go of the outcome of a really, really big, crazy miracle dream? So have fun with this. I can't wait to hear how you like this exercise. Swing on by the Facebook group over at danawild.com/Facebook group and come and tell us about your experience with this exercise. You don't even have to share your dream. Just talk about how good it feels to have all those good, happy, tingly feelings with your dream. And guess what? You can start right now. I know you're just going to love this and have fun with this. We'll see you real soon.
I don't know if this is the right analogy, but it's like, kind of like being drunk and like you got to get into your house. You know, like, okay, just walk up the walkway, you know, one foot in front of the other.
Holy frijoles, right?
Oh, they'll get my smile later. Later they'll think back. That crazy lady was smiling at me.
You're doing the dishes and he's playing the banjo.
We're talking fresh from your juicer.
Each day is a new life we can create.
And not looking at your smartphone or thinking about your next meeting, but just listening to people.
If you're aware that we own a monkey.
Because we're all about joy here at the Mind Aware, right?